Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Good afternoon to the Chevra.
Good afternoon, Rabbi.
Be'emes, like, when there's parashas, we're like stuck here. There's parashas Chayesara, but I'm struggling in these parashas to leave the earlier parashas. And Be'emes, today is Yom Revi. We should be setting our sights on Chayesara, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to try to break into Chayesara, but I'm not done Parshas Vayera, not personally and not with the Chevra. I want to talk about a pasuk that's caught my attention this week. I want to talk about this pasuk a little bit. Hashem pocket Esara kasher Omer. The Rebbeinu Shloilam Chaimi promises Avram and Sarah Imenu will have a child, and Hashem's pocket asar, Hashem delivers on His promise. Vayas Hashem l'sarik asher diber, and Hashem does to Sarah like He promises. Vatar vatelit Sarah l'Avram ben, she gives birth to a child l'skunav in his old age. L'amayid at the exact time asher diber itay elikim, I say elikim, exactly at the time Hashem promised. Hashem delivered. Hashem is Baruch Sha'amar Vahaya. Hashem says, Amar Vayehi. He says, and it is. Hashem promised Avram a child through Sarah Imenu, and Hashem delivered. Hashem calls the child Yitzchak. Avram, I'm sorry. Vayikra Avram Eshem B'nai Neiladli. He calls the child Shayolduloi Sarah Yitzchak. He calls the child Yitzchak. He names his child Yitzchak. Vayom Avram Yitzchak Benoy Ben Shmoy Nasyam. Avram Avinu does a bris milah like Hashem commanded. Sarei Menu says, Tzchayk Asli Elokim. Hashem made like a joke. Kol Hashemei Yitzachikli. Anybody, this is like not believable that I had a child. Whoever hears this is going to mock. Vatoimer. Sarei Menu says, Mi Mila Lavram. Who said this to Avram? Who could have predicted this? Heinika Banim Sarah, that Sarei Menu would nurse children. Who could have predicted that Sarei Menu would nurse children? Ki Aladati Bein Liskun, of only God, the way Rashi is Mefarish Pshat Pasuk, the Ramban is a different Pshat, but let's learn Chumash Rashi. Who could have predicted this? But this is only from Hashem. Mi Mila Lavram. Who could have said this? No human being. There's no human being. Milel means to express. Who could have told Avram that Sarei Menu would be Yoinik Banim, would nurse children? Ki Aladti Bein Lizkunav, that I had given birth. Who could have predicted? Rashi's bothered by Banim. Heinika Banim Sarah. That sons, plural, Sarah would nurse. Who could have predicted that Sarei Menu would nurse sons? How many sons did Sarei Menu nurse? Son. So what's the Lashem Banim? This is not what I want to talk about. That's why Derech Agav, Sarei Menu says, who could have predicted? I'm an old lady. Mi Milal, who could have expressed, who could have told Avram, Heinika Banim Sarah, that Sarei Menu would nurse sons?
Sons.
Should say son. Heinika ben Sarah, that Sarah would nurse a son. What's this sons? Who could have predicted that Sarah Menu would nurse sons?
I want to say,
it's troubling. Sarah Menu did not nurse sons, Eliezer. She nursed the son. Rashi's bothered by the Kasha. Rashi says, Umahu banim, lashin rabim. What's banim, lashin rabim, plural? So Rashi says that on the day that they made this party that we're about to speak about, other people brought their children, and Sarei Menu nursed them. Hashem made a nace, a strange story, that at this party, other people gave children to Sarei Menu, and she nursed their children. It's a strange story. People couldn't believe that Sarei Menu had this child. So they almost like accused her, it's a foster child, you adopted this child, it's not your child. It's an adopted child. People were skeptical. To prove that she had a child, she was an old woman. and she nursed other people's children. Hashem made an ace that she had a child. She became young again. She was capable of childbirth, and her body became remarkable. The lady has a child as an ace to prove to others that she can nurse. She was capable of nursing.
Her own kid, she can nurse.
They didn't believe her. Why couldn't she show it? It's interesting. Eliyahu is a bomb catcher. Show your nurse your own child. Somehow they didn't believe her, and their child, practically nursing their child, proved it to them. Eliyahu said, nurse your own child in front of them. Nice taina. Make it tasty to prove it, nursing their children. I don't know. Does anybody have a pshana? Good kasha. She nursed other people's children. Frecht Eliyahu, nurse your own. I don't know the answer, Chaver. Nice kasha. Does anybody have a pshat? Rashi says this strange story. Yes.
Did no one see her for 9 months?
Why couldn't they see her? Expecting. Why couldn't they see it? It's funny. What happened to it? Says he nei ba'ayil. She was a big tsnua. So the world, she wasn't going, she should have, today we'd have social media, we'd post, I was expecting. Weisleis, they didn't see her, he nei vayel, she was a tznua. All of a sudden there was a child, so people said, you adopted. Yehuda's right, it's funny, if you want to prove it, there are other ways, go around. Weisleis, she didn't do that. And later on, people said, there's not Sari Menu's kid. So interesting, they wanted the piersum of the nes. It's a big zach pirsume nisa. Pirsume nisa is very important. There's a thing going on here. Even this chazal, that she started at this big party they made for Yitzchak, she started nursing other children. I don't even, the whole scene is like vild. People give their child to Sarimena. Now, I imagine people wanted to Sarimena, their child should get from Sarimena. But the person, I hear Eliyahu's kasha, nurse your own child. She nursed other people's children at this party. A little bit, this is not geshmak. There are deep answers to this. The practical, like pshatava, I would say to Eliyahu, the party was made when Yitzchak stopped nursing, most Rishayim learn. When was this party made? This Mishta Gadol. See, she couldn't, at this party, she couldn't nurse Yitzchak. He stopped nursing. People said, it's not really your kid. She nursed other people. She nursed other people's kid. Well, she's capable of nursing. Now, it's interesting, Yehuda. What were you saying, Yehuda? Oh, why didn't what you expecting? You're right. It's so interesting that there's a big inyan with Farsim. I went to my father I was making a Suda. A simcha, I don't remember what simcha. And I asked my dad that I want to thank my wife, that's Pashut, even Barabim. It's important to thank my wife in front of people, to thank my in-laws. But Hashem, I said, maybe that's a private zach. I told my father, maybe God, like, what am I proving to everybody I'm so from? Want to thank Hashem? That's my own business. To thank others publicly, I hear. It will give them chizuk. To thank God, like show everybody like you're so frum, you think of Hashem. Talk to Hashem. I like real things. You thank Hashem publicly? Is that? I came to my father like concern. Now, my father told me, of course, and this is pashut, that you're supposed to thank Hashem publicly. Thank Hashem. Hashem does nisim, it's a kiddush shemaim. There's words we say when we take out the Sefer Torah, Gadlu Lashem Iti. Come join me and let's be Megadal Hashem together. When you have a nes, a miracle, share with others. Let's be Meroime Hashem Tzazamen. There's a capital Tillim. Which capital Tillim, Revezi? Help me.
What?
Which capital Tillim am I thinking of? Kuf?
You testing me or are you
asking? No, I need help. No, I'm not testing. Let's find the capital.
Then I don't know. It's not.
Which one is it? You didn't forget. If you don't want to tell me, I'll find it.
It's Kufav.
How did you know?
I'm sitting next to a Razi.
In Kuf Zion, thank you. my Rebbe said in learning that geniuses get the write-off And masmidim, people who care about Torah, get one off. If you're a genius, you remember the exact one. If you have Abba Satar, usually you're one off. That's what my Rebbe said. Yeah. You're not a genius, but you're so into it, you could be one off. And my Rebbe said that he would ask us daf, and the whole year we would try to purposely say one off. So it's Kuf Zayin in Tillim. In Kuf Zayin, David HaMelech speaking about thanking Hashem for kindnesses. And a refrain that comes up a few times in this capital Tillim is Yodu Lashem Chastai, thank Hashem for his kindness, v'nifloisav livnei adam, tell other people. He says over and over, a couple of times, is a refrain in capital Kuf Zayin, which speaks about thank Hashem, tell other people, tell other people. I don't remember if it was at that time, my father taught me in a tziv, there's normally Kudshim Kalim, a person, Kudshim Kalim, has 2 days and a night to eat from. And Kudshim Kudshim, you have a day and a night. Normally, Kudshim Kudshim, you have 24 hours. You got to eat the meat from a Kudshim Kudshim. One exception, I'm sorry, and Kudshim Kalim, you have 2 days. Normally, Kudshim Kalim, you get an extra. If you bring a shlamim, Yehuda, so you have steaks to eat, you get 2 days and a night to eat it. There's one exception when Kudshim Kalim, you have a day and a night, the Karban Toida. The carbon taida, you only have 1 day, 24 hours to eat from. Not like most carbonas, kudshim kalim, that you have much longer to eat from. Normally you get 2 days for kudshim kalim, not for taida, you only get 24 hours, a day and a night.
1 day?
1 day and a night. Now, not only that, you only have a day and a night to eat the meat, there are 40 loaves of bread.
40 loaves?
Carbon tide has 40 loaves of bread. So now you have meat and 40. How many? How long will it take? How quickly can you eat 40 loaves of bread, Yehuda? Even a guy who's trying to get really strong, 40 loaves of bread is a lot. And you have a day and a night. 2 days? What'd you say? 40 loaves. Wow. Guy's going to have serious stomach issues, even in 2 days. The Netziv says that the reason Hashem gave us so much to eat and so brief is you forced to invite others, Yosef. And because Hashem wants us to thank him publicly. It's not T4ing, it's not showing you're religious. It's actually you love Hashem and you want others to love Hashem too. So you want to express that which you experience is a tremendous inyan of Pir Simanes, of publicizing miracles. We know we have Dalit Kaisis and it has extra chumras. We're learning the 10th parak of Arve Psachim. There's extra chumras by Dalit Kaisis, Pir Simanes. Chanukah's coming, Bez Hashem, in a month. Pir Sume Nisa is very, very chashiv. If you have a miracle, you spread it. Lifar same to publicize. Hashem did good to you, share. Yoidu Hashem chastai. Thank Hashem. Tell people about it. I went through something. Hashem did me a favor. Hashem did me something nice. There's an inyan. When a guy in shul benches goyimel, why doesn't he do that privately? He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaGoyimel L'chayavim, who gives people who don't deserve it, Toivais. Shegemelani called Toiv, Hashem did such goodnesses to me. He says it publicly. And there's an inyan to thank Hashem publicly. Yes, Yehuda? No, I like your kasha. I don't have an answer to your question. It could be she did that also. There's just a limited amount. When they made a party celebrating the nace, they invited a lot of people. At that point, they invited... Oh. Now, at that point, people were skeptical. Is that really your child? Now, let's talk when this party was. When was this party? They make a huge party celebrating Sari Menu's nace. And they want people to know about it. Rashi says people were skeptical. Maybe it's an adopted son, which would be wonderful. It's a mitzvah, it's a big inyan, wonderful. But the specific nace that Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu had a child, people were skeptical. At this party, she's nursing people's children. Now, always understand that you have to learn machshavas from. Always please know there's deeper things than pshat. Guys feel that and sense that what's going on here. I promise Svarim write things here a lot, what this means, what was happening. Let's start with Pshat. The start is Sari Menu nursed other people's children. She nursed other people's children, and this was to be mefaris in the nes. That's the pshuta. There are other inyanim going on here. Now, Rashi is addressing that it says heinika banim Sara, that Sara is nursing children. Doesn't say child, it says children. It says people's children. So she's nursing people's children. And Chazal bring this, that on the day of the Mishnah, people brought their children, and Sarah nursed them, and Sarah nursed these children. I want to express something interesting. I want to express something interesting to the Chevra. I don't say this, Pashup Shacheka, but I want you to hear this, that it says Sarah nursed children. And Chazal say people brought their children to get nursed by Sarah. I want to express a truth, and I want you to hear this. I don't know if... I'm not saying this pashup shat. I'm just saying this is a truth. Yehuda, many of us have children when we're very young, and I had children before I met my children. That's what happened. I had children before I met my children. My children changed my life. The guys here and my kids are teaching me. I'm starting to feel more. I've learned to cry from the guys. Somebody this morning shared with me something sad, and I'm proud to say I started crying. I still find myself instinctively holding back tears. It's hard to change 51 years. I find myself holding back. I should have just let it go. I still pull it back. That's a sickness from youth. That I'm holding back the tears, but I, Baruch Hashem, was zeicha. The tears fell down my face. Somebody said something sad. The guys have gifted me with tears here. And in learning to feel, I had my kids before I met my kids, before I met the guys here. So I didn't feel as much. I was like rooted in action. Comes my son had a child, Chesed Hashem. My children had children. I'm learning that grandfather, that sugya, I'm a zayd, I'm still like detached from the sugya. I need to hold the kid. I'm excited to go there, to throw and hold the kid and like absorb grandfatherhood, what that means, what that is. I'm excited to be in that space. But I do want to say my kids having kids renewed my fatherhood. Atata's crazy. It's nuts. We have children. It's crazy. It's crazy to have children. It's crazy. Crazy. I can't believe it. I'm walking around, it's already a few weeks later, I see people have kids. The parents were here, Parents Day. It's crazy, we have children. I promise you, I look at guys, I meet random guys in yeshiva, he's going to have a child. It's wild, we meet people who have children. That we could have children, and we could raise children, and be trusted with children is wild, is crazy. It's a gift from Hashem. We can become partners with Hashem. I can't believe it, Zach. And in my children, having children, it like woke me up. I promise this is what happened to me. It's funny that the word is grandfather. I become a better father. Maybe that's the expression, a grandfather, like a besser, a tata. I become like a father again. I'm more focused on my own children again. Father. The achrayus of a child. The achrayus of a child, the gift of a child, the responsibility of a child, the beauty of having a child, the awesomeness of having children is otherworldly. I want to suggest, Rabbi Levi, and the brother of Aaron Levi, I want to suggest, I don't know this pshat, I'm only learning Torah from my own experiences. It says that Sari Menu nursed sons. She didn't nurse sons, she nursed her own son. I want to say that everybody around her started nursing their own kids different when they saw Sarah Imenu nursing a child. Sarah nursed sons. Sarah became a mother, and the ability, Hashem changes the body of an Isha, it's veiled. A mother becomes a mother. It's like deep. She feeds, she becomes the feeding for her kids. It's crazy. You know, people have a child, the goal is to assume the identity. Ich bin a tata. The goal is not, you have a kid, the people who are bachrim, they're not married. When you get married, become a husband, identity. We're in a generation that cares a lot about identity. It's who I am. I'm a husband. It's not like a son. I'm not a bachrim who punks has a girl that I'm friends with. I'm a husband. I'm a baal. It's identity. A tata's identity becomes the mission of your life. I'm a father. It's identity. It's part of my mahos. Ben a tata. I'm a father. I'm a mother. A mother is baddie. She becomes a mother. She gives her, the child grows in her. It's freaky. The child comes out. And Hashem makes her baddie. She feeds the child. It's layoman. When Sarah's baddie ba'ifin nes becomes a mother, you know how many mothers win a sire? We get used to things. Becomes normal. I remember once, I like zoos a lot. I was at the zoo, and I was watching the elephant use his trunk. I like lost it. The elephant was doing stuff with his trunk. I promise you, in the parking lot of the Bronx Zoo, I was shaking from my hand. Shaking from my hand. My hand's every bit as amazing as the trunk of the elephant. I got used to it. I was shaking from my hand. I was like, wow. Unbelievable. Our hands were used to. You hear it, you say, your hand, come on. The hand is a pella. But I needed the trunk of the elephant to appreciate my hand. I saw the trunk was chasing flies. It was feeding itself, eating. The multi-purposes of the trunk are amazing. And my hand became amazing to me. Sari Imenu, nursing her child, changed everywhere. They all started nursing. She nursed many sons, Sari Imenu. Through her nursing, how many people started nursing their own children? And I want to say, Pshatav in the Torah. Rashi says a different shot. Rashi says people brought their kids for Sari to nurse. It might even mean that also. It's probably more Pashat Pshat. You know how many people nurse their sons through Sarah nursing? Picture Sarah's chayus in becoming a mama. In becoming mamish, a mother. You know how many people became mothers in Sarah Imenu becoming a mother? Sarah nursed many, many sons. Thousands, maybe. Yehuda Sarah nursed millions of children. Because many mothers became nursers through Sarah Imenu. So it doesn't say she nursed her son. She nursed many, many sons. Oh, did she nurse children? In celebrating the nes of Sarah Imenu, you know how many people woke up? What's the purpose of a miracle, the Ramban says in Parashas Bo'i? If you think this is like drash, it's just rooted in pshat. What's the purpose of a miracle? The Ramban in Parashas Bo'i says the purpose of miracles is we start getting used to natural things. The miracle comes and wakes us up and we start appreciating nature. From the miracle, that which you will use, that's the purpose of miracles. You got comfortable, you got used. Every once in a while, we need to see a supernatural thing. We need to see a trunk of an elephant to appreciate our hand, which we get so used to. And the miracles, Ma'ira, the Ramban in Parshas Bo'i, it arouses the person to appreciate that which they were used to. Sari Menu nursed her son. You know how many sons she caused parent mothers to nurse? Got nursed in a whole different way. How many mothers became mothers in Sari Menu becoming a mother? People get used to a kid, a kid, a kid, a kid. All of a sudden it's an oifen nes. It's not the usual, it's not the expected. And people who expect it and just take for granted or just roll the eyes. Whoa. In Sarah's nursing, millions of mothers start nursing. Hey, Nika Banim, Sarah. Sarah nursed many children. It's Karavel Pshat. It probably something like that is Emes. This is how I learned Pshat in the Pasuk Rairas. I think Sarah nursed millions of children. I think so the Nes does to people. You check what I'm saying, Pshat? That's I think it's Pasha Pshat. I think that's the very reason you make a party. At her party, she starts nursing other sons. Lanius Daiti, they all give their son to be nursed by Sarah. In some oifen means also through Sarah's miracle. And the very party is to express Sarah became a mama. They all started nursing their own sons at this party of Sarah Imenu becoming a mama. So the question is, Cheka asked, when was this party they make? Yehuda, when was this party? That's the main thing I wanted to share. I shared with you, but I want to, when was this party? So it's a machlokes rishonim. It says, B'yom hi gomel Yitzchak b'noi. When was the party that Avram and Sarah spread on the birth of a child? So it says on the day he was gomel. Vayigdal, a yelady became older, vayigamal. Vayas Avram, mishta gadol, b'yoymi gamal as Yitzchak. He made a mishta gadol, a big time party, on the day he gamal as Yitzchak. Some Rishonim say he gamal is hey plus gimel. Hey plus gimel equals
eight.
B'yoymi gamal means on the day of bris milah. This is the bris party that a yid's supposed to make, one of the great parties of our life. So some say this was the bris party. It's interesting. It says Vayigdal yelled. He got gadol. He got big. Vayigamel and he had a bris milah. And Avram Avinu made a party on the day gamel. It's funny. It says Vayigdal. He got big. He got big. And not so big. It's 8 days old. Vayigdal. He got big. You could say Pshati experienced the Shabbos Kodesh. Me less to pass by a Shabbos, but it's funny. It says Vayigdal, but some Rishonim say Biyomi Gadol. This was a Bris Milah party, the party of Bris Milah. Other Rishonim say it's when she finished nursing the child. Now, why they make the who makes a party on the day you finish nursing a child? I never heard anybody in the world, Yehuda. But of course, there was a Nes Sari Main who became a mama on the completion of the Nes. You make a party. If somebody's sick. They don't make a party right when they first start the refuah. You're doing it to refuah shlema. Sari Menu became a mama and she starts nursing. Her body changed, an old lady. The completion of the nes when she finished nursing. So it's a simple pshat. You make a party at the end of the nes to celebrate the nes. So they made a huge party when she stopped nursing. Her body, mamish, became a mother. She became a mama again physically. So on the day that they stopped nursing, it's much better. Vayigdal yelled, he got bigger. Now here is a very good thing. What defines a gadol? What's a katan? What's a gadol? We say in this yeshiva, I want to produce gedolim, only gedolim. What's a gadol? What's a katan? Azriel, what's a katan? What's a gadol? It's very good pasuk. Pashup shat, I would say most Rishonim learn that this party was made when the kids stopped nursing. What does the Torah call him then? Vayigdal ayelet, a gadol. Katan is when you're taking from others. Wow. Godless is to give to others. So when he stopped nursing and stopped receiving, vayigdal, that was a godless. He wasn't taking anymore. Katnus is to take. Is to be solely a taker. Godless is when you have the capacity to give. So there's some bechin of godless here. He stopped taking. Vayigdal ayelet. He became a shtickle godless. He stopped nursing. He stopped being so reliant. Katnus is a katan is to be a taker. A godless is a giver. When we say Hashem is a godless, a kela godless. Rashi says midas tovchos kindness. Godless is to give. This yeshiva, I want to produce gedolim. It's people who give, givers, people who give, who care about others, give to others. A gadol is somebody who gives to others. Vayigdal ayelet, he became a gadol. He stopped being such a taker. Stop nursing. Vayigamel, he stopped nursing. And Avram makes a mishta gadol on the day he stopped nursing. Why the party was the day he stopped nursing? Who does such a party? It was a party for Sari Menu, giving birth to a child. The completion of the nes, she mamish became a mama again. She didn't have a child just, she became young. She nursed him, Hashem made her into a mama who could nurse a pella. Childbirth is like wild, it's craziness. You become a mother, a father, a husband learning from his wife becomes a father. A mother, you mamish, see, her body becomes, she gives birth to the child, she grows the child, she nurses the child. A tata also has to know it's a mitzias, you're a father. It's a role, it's a mitzias. It's interesting that Hashem made it that a father easier can mentally and emotionally detach. Fathers could be like a man who's home. Many fathers who can't emotionally be a father say, I don't get it. I pay for everything. You're supposed to be a father. But he emotionally runs away from fatherhood, from being present to his children. He says, I don't get it. I feed them. I pay. Are you really supposed to be a father? Close to your child, present to him, attached, touching your child. Mamish atata. Hashem makes that the challenge of a man. But Avram and Sari Menu, on the day that she stops nursing, they make a party. B'yoyim hi gamel. Why a party? We don't make a party when a lady stops nursing. Here they were celebrating the miracle that happened to Sari Menu. To celebrate the miracle is the day the miracle completed. She became young again to have a child, a nace, and they made a party. And making a party, they invited a lot of people. Rashi says such a fascinating thing. It says, Vayas Avram Mishte Godli, made a big party. Any single person who reads the Chumash, what does it mean, a big party? I picture a lot of types of beer at the party. I picture good food. Mamish, good food. When we moved to Waterbury, so the locals told us this week's a huge kiddush. Huge. They were like building up, we're making a big kiddush because the Kyle's here. We all were picturing carving stations. We came from big cities. We are picturing different types of chaland. What type of meats they're going to have. They ended up having bagels and cream cheese. They had cream cheese plush. They added cream cheese. We were all so disappointed. They were telling us about this big kiddush they're making because we're here. They had bagels and cream cheese. B'nai Shalom. Had bagels and cream cheese. They added cream cheese. Okay. Everything's kiddush. Avraham Avinu has a mishte gadol, a big party. I picture mamish serving. What they serve at this party, a big party. Rashi doesn't learn that way, Israel. I would have said a big party is mamish dark food, some good stuff. Mamish, who knows what type of carvings they had over there. Sushi for sure. Rashi doesn't learn that way. It's interesting. Rashi always learns the simple pshat. And the pasuk says, Avraham makes a mishta gadol on the day they stop nursing Sari Menu. Rashi says, mishta gadol shahayu sham gedoyle hadar. The greats of the generation were there. Mishta gadol. Big party is a mishta gadol means the gdolim were there. Shame, Aver, Avimelech, the big guns were there. The who's who. It was a who's who party. Why did Rashi, that's not a mishta. A big party means a big party. Whoa. Why did Rashi do that? They make a crazy party on the day he gumless is. Why does Rashi learn mishta gadol? Is the gdolei hadar with you? It's such a strange pshat in mishta gadol. I don't know that. I don't like the sifsei chum's pshatim on this. I don't like it. I don't know. Rashi is gold. But I don't know a good pshat in this. I don't. If I was writing Rashi, a mishta gadol means quite the party.
You would have said nothing.
Say a good food. I don't know. Rashi learned shaloi kipshuta. He says the gedolim were there. I'm very bothered. The Sifzei Chum says that it wouldn't point out he served so much food. I don't like that shot. He said it wouldn't have pointed it out that there was good food. I think it would have because it was an unusual party. He made a mishtek. Wow. My son set up that when my wife calls, it rings. It's the first time I heard this phone ring ever.
Yeah.
Can I call back? I'm finishing shiur in 10 minutes. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. It works. Okay. It's good to know it works. Okay. Fine. Chevro. The Sifzei Chacham's pshat, Moshe said. The Sifzei Chacham's pshat that it's a that why didn't he learn mishta gadol, a big party, a lot of foods? He says the Torah wouldn't say that l'may nafkamina. Of course, they nafkamina. They went all out for this party. They went all out. Doesn't mean there's no nafkamina. It's a big thing. He made a mishta gadol. They could have made a small party. They were celebrating a nes. They went all out. Maybe there's nothing to learn from that. I think there's a lot to learn. They went all out. Now, I do want to express that Rashi says, pshat, they invited who's who, is crazy invitations. That's meant for me. When you thank Hashem, invite a lot of people. Kiddush Shemayim, they went all out. So Rashi's pshat's important. I don't know why Rashi didn't learn pshat. You're allowed to have a kasha. I don't know pshat. No, I don't know why he didn't learn kipshutei. There's no nafkamina. There's a nafkamina to serve a lot of food. It's saying he made a mishta gadol. I learned a lot from it that he had a lot of food. It's a big thing to celebrate the nes. I have no idea. Rashi's so... I don't. You're allowed to not know pshat. I mamish don't know pshat. That's not what I would write. I would write mishta gadol. He had crazy food. It very much bothers me. Rashi shaloi kipshutei. Sifzei Chacham says, like, why is the Torah recording it? To tell you that Avram goes all out for an ace. Mishta Godly, Mamish went all out. Why didn't Rashi learn that way? Go all out. You have a miracle. Bring it. Mishtagon. What? He does that anyway. It wouldn't be maisiv. Like a mishta means like, of course he went, maybe to tell you that you should go all out for it. You go all out. You're making a party. Go for it. I don't know. So interesting. Rashi learned shaloi kipshuta. I don't know. Maybe it's obvious he made a big party. It's funny. Rashi took mishta gadol. Aryeh Tzapela, instead of learning Chikah, the simplest shot in a big party, Rashi says the Gedolim were there. It was like it was the list, it was the attendance at the party. I don't know Pshat. I love learning Chumash Rashi. I like saying, like figuring out what Rashi reads the same Pesukim read. Rashi will sometimes quote Midrashim, so it's not like, oh, I found the cool Medrash. When there's something in Pshat that's off, there's something pshat at off. The only thing, yeah, the way he's learning is the lesson is to invite people. I want to say I'm still learning from the Rashi. I don't know why Rashi thought that was mochach. I don't know, but I'm still learning from the Rashi. The Mishteh Gadol means Gedolim with your big tzaddikim, big. Now, it doesn't just mean in Tzidkus. When it says Gedolim, it doesn't just mean Tzidkus. It says Avimelech. I don't think Avimelech, even though the Torah calls him a good man, he was a complicated guy. I don't think the Mishteh Gadol, the Gedolim, is tzaddikim. It means like a very famous Gedolei Adar, the great people of the generation. And that's very instructive to me. When Avram made an ace, celebrated an ace, he invited the big guns. He wanted a lot of piersum. It says to me about publicizing miracles. Avram in a big party could have made like a quiet, like a shtilazach, a quiet thing. I remember in Yeshiv Farak when we made siyumim, right, Brafman Zatzal would mun us to make bigger siyumim. Invite more people, have more food. Be mefarsim, you're celebrating Torah. You're celebrating the miracles of Hashem. There's an inyan of piersum. And Avram Avinu purposely makes a mishteh gadol, which means gedolei ador, the greats, the big people of generation. It doesn't mean like the tzaddikim, shein veru the tzaddikim. He invited Avimelech. He could have been an okay. The psukim sound like he was a decent guy. Hagoy gam tzaddik tereg, and Hashem's maskim, he was a gutta. He was okay, Avimelech. I think gedolei ador means the big guns. They were mamish mefarsim. And the pasuk saying they're publicizing the nace. They had a nace of Sarah Imenu becoming young again. Yehuda's right. While she's expecting, maybe go around, people see the nace. They made a suda celebrating the end of the nace. She finished nursing, she became young again. And they made a mishta gadol. Many, many people were invited at this nace. So when they stopped nursing was when Sari Menu, the miracle of what happened to her, she became a mother again. When they celebrated and they invited a lot of people there. I just want to bring this point to the Chevra. That the point of a person being mefarsim, when they have goodness and experience goodness from Hashem, share with others. Share with others. Get up. You have gratitude to Hashem. Get up and be makir tov. Get up publicly and express tremendous appreciation to the chesed Hashem. I want to say, in seeing my son and daughter, who I have a child, I like became a parent again, I have gratitude to Hashem. Share that with others. Share that with others. In Sari, Menu, and Avram, sharing the miracle of their own having a child and appreciation, many people changed how they nursed their own sons. I'm saying Pshat Azriel, that she nursed many sons in their appreciation to childhood, to the gift of a child, to nursing. Many mothers nurse their children differently. And I'm claiming a Chiddush Tzvi. I'm claiming me Mila Avram. Who would predict Hanika Banim Sar that Sariman would nurse so many children? She didn't nurse. She nursed one child. I'm saying Pshat Azriel Ani Akatan. I'm saying Pshat that she nursed many child through her celebrating publicly and giving Shevach Vaidon, appreciating motherhood. She turned many into mothers, appreciating the gift from Hashem, appreciating the value in her excitement, in her recognizing motherhood, she nursed many sons. She was geira many mothers to nurse their children differently. That's the pshat I'm saying. I didn't see this anywhere, but it's taira of a lulman ani tzarech. It's taira, and I have to learn taira. I like my pshat. What can I tell you? You hear the pshat I'm learning, Rabbi Yossi? And I love that the whole thing of the Torah is expressing. They make a party when she finishes nursing, on the nace of nursing, on the nace of motherhood. And no wonder it says, Sari Menu nursed many, many sons. When you celebrate the miracle and appreciate the gift of motherhood, you cause other people to appreciate it also, and people nurse differently. Yes, I am. I'm not going with Rashi's pshat. Rasha, she nursed other people. I'm not going with that. I'm going with this one that people... Now, could be... I could fit it into the Medrash, fine. I could even say that the party itself, celebrating Saruman, people from far thought maybe she just adopted. They celebrate. She's a mama. So she nursed many people's children. She's a mother. People from far thought Saruman probably adopted a kid. They made a party for the nace. All those people who came nursed their kids differently. So she nursed all their children. That's how I'm learning pshat. It's probably something more like I'm saying. That you could say that. It's not what, if you learn literal, it's probably more like I'm saying. My pshat is probably more karavela pshat than the literal. I suspect that way. I do suspect that way. People came to this party. She nursed all their sons. That's what I'm saying. Now, Aryeh said when people were doubtful before the party, they didn't think Avram and Sarah were liars. People heard Avram and Sarah have a kid, so they were famous. They were Agad L'Shmecha. So most people said they probably adopted. Then they make this party saying, oh, this is our kid, Hashem Irenes. We just finished nursing. Said it's her kid. She nursed all the kids who came to that party. They appreciated mother, what a nace, what a miracle. And when you see that which is unusual, you start appreciating that which is usual. It's the purpose of nisa. I think something like this is pshat. I'd be shocked if this is not like simple pshat, what I'm saying. Yehuda, what are you taina? I can't hear him, Chevra, so shh. Then... I'm learning she didn't nurse anyone. No, you're saying Ryan, if she finished, so she's still... I don't think the pshat is she nursed others. I never heard of such a thing. What would that look like? I don't think I'm an api kairos because I'm not learning the medrash kipshutai. If somebody wants to get upset at me, I don't want to stir the pot here. I don't think it means kipshutai. It means that by announcing Berabin, the nace, she caused many mothers to nurse their children. That's pshat.
I can't call it like an ihara. Someone, every time the Hashem gets done, they're going to...
Good question. I think a lot depends on your kavanah. If you're flaunting, if it's a real celebration, we have Ram and Sarah, it doesn't cause ihara. It causes people to like, wow, to join in. So it depends how it's done. Yeah, I hear the question. I like the question. This is what I was sensing when I had the conversation with my dad. Yeah. To me, this is probably Pashup Shad in the Medrash. I'm going to ask my children to ask the Rebbe. I suspect the Rebbe's going to say, of course, that's the Medrash. I have to ask my kids, Yankee, yeah, we're learning the Medrash. Avram, what do you hold about this Pshad in the Medrash? Cool, right? It rings much truer. Tzvi, am I not be cursed for thinking the Medrash means this? She wasn't the mama. She wasn't. This is a different thing. Mitzius. But when they celebrated the Gemar HaNeis, many people changed from it. And before, and they thought she's not a mama. I don't know. This was like through Sarah being a mama. Mama, she changed money. That's what I'm claiming. Yeah. They were saying, Yehuda?
Is there a difference between Yehuda and
in terms of what?
In terms of Yitzchak nurse site ended. It doesn't Hashem's mean that she's...
Oh, telling people. It's Azriel and I had a conversation. It's interesting. We just had that conversation. Sometimes saying something like takes away from... Avi said Ayin Hara. Sometimes like you have a nace, it almost cheapens it. He's right. Azriel, these are complicated sugyas. We live in an age, Chevra, of so much PR. People publicize private things. A guy's close to his wife, you publicize it, it takes away. You know, it says, the Ramah says a husband and wife shouldn't publicly do any more than friends do. They shouldn't show any more love. It's a private thing. When you got it, it's not good to be mefarsim. Real things, certain accomplishments you don't tell people, it like cheapens it. We live in an age of so much like publicity. So I want to say a lot of things, not everything's bad. You know, not everything's bad. And why do we have this sense? I would even dare say, why do we have this sense of being mefarsim? Everybody wants the publicity, fame. I joke about people that the greatest Ponzi scheme, he's famous for being famous. Does he do anything? He's just famous for being famous. About being famous for being famous. Does he do anything? Does he do anything in between? Is there a person there? So publicity is like a shvera sugya. That's why Azriel and Avi, I'm studying this. I came today for a chiddush for the chevra. If I don't know what that Rebbe is going to name this year, I wanted to publicize that there's a good publicity. That's what I wanted to do in this year. Publicity takes a very complicated, especially here, when guys are jaded, like publicity, like put it out there. There's many things we shouldn't say. Avi says Ayin Hara. Azriel says it's private. It's a big zach, like mechet, and it's true. And a lot of private things you keep private. A husband and wife don't show chiba publicly. It's a personal thing. I want to express that in receiving goodness from Hashem, and when it's done for the right reason, there's a space for publicity. I don't, and they're asking their kashas. I want to express, that's what I'm seeing here. They made a Mishnah Gadol, which Rashi does not learn. I could have learned there was a lot of herring at the extra sushi. Rashi makes a point that Gedoli Adar, it was like a big party. Rashi expresses that the greats, I assume it doesn't mean as opposed to the small people. I assume it means how big the Avimelech kings were there. It was mamish, a big public event. Why'd they do that? Because they wanted to be mefarsim, the kindness of Hashem. B'yomi gomel es Yitzchak b'noi, it was the end of the neis. And they wanted to publicize the neis. So that's what I'm expressing to the guys. I want to publicize this, that there's a big space to publicize nisim. There's cheshbainis of ayin hara. There's cheshbainis of keeping that which is private. Sometimes a neis happens and you could share with others, Hashem. And it's a good zach. It's a good zach. I just want to share it with them. That's what I'm telling. And they wanted lefarsim, to be mefarsim to the world. This is Avram and Sari Meinu, whose very essence was lefarsim Shmaya Gadol. Hashem promises Avram Avinu fame, Agadla Shmecha. He was very famous. There's a place for Pearson. That's what I want to express to the guys. There's a place for Pearson. There's a place for publicity. There's a place for social media. You put out the kindness of Hashem. I want to share with the world. The kindness. Make sure it's not exaggerated. Make sure it's MS. Make sure what you're saying is true. Avram Avinu and Sarmi had a great nace. They were very close to Hashem. They could have privately said it. Mechatesi. They made a Mishnah Gadol. When the nace was finished, they told. I'm claiming that what happened is many people nursed differently then. They appreciate the card. They got used to their thing. They were normal-aged mothers. In seeing Sari, man, and that was the very purpose, appreciating Chesed Hashem, appreciating motherhood. So he make a banim Sari. She nursed many sons. Yehuda, that's what I'm claiming, Pshat. You hear what we're saying? It's a big, yes?
Does that mean that Avram was on the level that when he was being
referred to it was
not for publicity?
I always, Azriel, Avram Bashor is on that level. Azriel, what I hear in Azriel is another question, but let's say I'm like, say the nace, but I also have bad intentions. Right? Kestenbaum talks a lot about that. Right? Kestenbaum says, do the right things. And even That's like mitar shalolishma balishma. Like, don't let that get in the way of being mefaris in the race. Azriel's worried that people will be mefaris in nisim, but there's also mixed in is a guy's mixed in that Hashem likes me. Look who the nes happened to. Like, he's not just being mefaris in shma yishlak al shmaruch hu. He's being mefaris in his own name.
I thought he was saying that.
Part of the about himself, not about me. I see, you know, I say on these things as real that it's Avraham Avinu for sure capable of Shem Shemayim. Let's try to get to L'Shem Shemayim also, but I'm bringing out that there's a big inyan to be mefarsim the nisim of Hashem. Big inyan. You experience a nes, share it. Get up at your simchas and share the kindness of Hashem. Share it. Gadol Hashem iti, be mefarsim nisei Hashem. That's what I wanted to publicize. So this beautiful sugya. It's so cool, the parasha. We read so many things. This was one little piece in Parashas Vayera that... It's a shtickle weird. We're missing other parts of Parashah. Tomorrow's another day. We have to get to Chayesara. My Rebbe said a shiur on Sefer Bereishis. He was up to like Noyach, like I think for a couple of years. He was in the middle of Noyach. These Parashas, he said literally, it was like months, maybe years, he was still to Noyach for a long way in. These, we're like rushing over here. When we're supposed to do Chayesara, we're doing Vayera, not bad, but we've skipped a lot. Okay. Yashikaya Hebra. Speak out to everybody. Talk about the gratitude to God. I want to thank you're in a state. Tell everybody. You should thank Hashem for the kindness. As much as you can, you know. It's a big thing. Thank you, Zach.
Interesting.
Thank you, CB.
Starting?
I'm in the base now. Where are you?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit running.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.